For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. Hurricane Harvey's flooding of petrochemical facilities put a spotlight on the potential hazards when high waters hit polluted places. As Alexander Canuck reports, a new analysis of Environmental Protection Agency data shows the many waste sites in the Ohio River Basin's flood zone.
Distler Farm lies just outside of Louisville. The pastoral name is a bit misleading. In the 1970s, this farm was a landfill for medical and agricultural waste. It was placed on the EPA's Superfund list of hazardous waste sites that could pose a risk to the surrounding community. And one thing added to that risk. Distler Farm lies in a 100-year flood zone of the Ohio River. An AP analysis of EPA data found 16 federal Superfund sites in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, all that lie in floodplains. It's one of the factors Larry Hughes has to keep in mind as Superfund branch manager for Kentucky.
The main thing you might be worried about, and it would depend on the degree of flooding, I would think, would be as if you had some erosion you had to repair.
That happened once at Distler Farm in the 1970s, when erosion from flooding unearthed drums full of toxic medical waste. The site is now considered stable after cleanup actions, but it's still on the EPA's national priorities list of sites that present significant risk. Hughes says, in some cases, the strategy is to contain contaminants that cannot be removed.
They reach sort of a technical impasse. There's not much more you can do if you can throw all the money and the technology in the world at it. And a lot of those sites, they'll just sort of put a cap on it and monitor that groundwater and the conditions in perpetuity a lot of times.
But the AP data analysis shows five of the Ohio Valley's flood-prone sites are not capped. And the federally listed sites aren't the only ones of concern. The Kentucky Department of Waste Management keeps its own list of hazardous sites. When the Ohio rose to near record levels in 2011, the state alerted hundreds of waste sites to be sure their toxic containments were holding strong. Hughes says it's a struggle to keep up with this legacy of industrial waste.
We have very limited funding and resources, and you have such a mountain of sites to deal with.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alexandra Kanick.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.